Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. Last week we heard some more AOR, and this week it's time to hear more power pop. When I first started the podcast, the very first theme that I tackled was power pop, and I have returned to the theme for a few episodes since, but really not enough. When I talk about power pop, I'm talking for the most part about the sort of post-punk 60s revival that took place in the late 70s, early 80s. These were bands that were revisiting the simple pop rock of the 60s, but it was now filtered through the more diverse exploration of melody, I guess, that took place in the 70s, along with the energy and the urgency of punk rock. So let's hear some power pop, beginning with a band that I mentioned on the very first episode of the podcast, because this was the one power pop record that I knew about thanks to Trouser Press, but I had just not been able to find it or even hear it in any way. But that was 3 years ago when I talked about it on the first episode, and since then I finally got the record off eBay. It's called Silly Boys Want You, and this band consisted of two guys with very Italian sounding names, Chaz Labida and Joe Graz. This is a 5-song record. It was released by a small New York label called Rockin' Horse Records. Came out in 1982. It's not great, but it's fun enough. Let's hear, I guess, my favorite song from the record. This is Silly Boys and Subway Romance. I don't think I've played the Paley Brothers yet on the podcast, so let's rectify that right now. Jonathan and Andy Paley released a great self-titled record with Sire in 1978. It's a high-quality pop record, immaculately produced as usual by Earl Mankey. And there was actually a second record in the works, I guess with Sire, that from what I hear, from what's been released now, it was destined to be a classic, but sadly the stars did not align and this thing did not come out. But in 2013, a CD was released called The Paley Brothers, The Complete Recordings. And a lot of the songs that would have been that second record are on that CD. And you can hear for yourself that the second Paley Brothers record was destined to be amazing if it had been finished. But here's a song. Let's hear a song they recorded for the second album. Circa 1979, this is the Paley Brothers and Running in the Rain. Blades were an Irish band formed in Dublin in 1977, and the band's material was pretty diverse. Punky at times, sometimes they sound like a mod band or a new wave band, but also sometimes they fit in with power pop. For example, the B-side of their first single, Hot For You, came out in 1980. This is a great song by the Blades called The Reunion. Mike Leeson and Peter Vale were a professional songwriting team whose biggest claims to fame were For Your Eyes Only by Sheena Easton and Take Me Home Tonight for Eddie Money. But as a duo calling themselves Leeson and Vale, they released a great power pop single in 1980. Came out on RCA Records. It's called Like a Girl Should.
Won't you stay around and please me a while? I'm taking chances, but you know you got style.
Sponge Tones formed in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1979 and released their first album, Beat Music, in 1982. And the record is appropriately titled for sure because there's a heavy Beatles influence readily apparent. Let's hear the title track of sorts from the follow-up EP that came out in 1984. The EP is called Torn Apart. This is a song by the Sponge Tones called Have You Ever Been Torn Apart?
1, 2, 3! Have you ever been torn apart by the one that you love from the very start? Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever given all your heart? Have you ever loved anyone as much as that? I can tell you, don't give it away. Baby, I tried.
Dirty Looks formed in New York City in 1977 and ended up signing with Stiff Records, releasing two albums, a self-titled record in 1980 and a second album called Turn It Up in 1981. Let's hear a cool song from the second record by Dirty Looks called Do We Need It? Tough Darts were active on the mid-70s CBGB's Max's Kansas City, New York City scene, originally with Robert Gordon on vocals, but he had been replaced by singer Tommy Frenzy by the time a self-titled record was released by Sire in 1978. They sure look like a punk band on the cover of that album, but it's really just a less-than-stellar rock and roll record with one great power pop song. By Tough Darts, this is Who's Been Sleeping Here?
I love your girl, girl, you know I need you so that I'm crying.
The Jumpers were, I believe, a Boston band. They released two singles in 78 and 79. Let's hear the second single by The Jumpers. This is a song called Sick Girls. The Shivers with two V's were a female-fronted Milwaukee band that released one single in 1980, and a few compilations have been released since. That single is definitely considered a classic of the power pop genre. Let's hear it. This is a song by The Shivers called Teen Line.
Cause my heart's on a teen line.
The Finders were a San Francisco band that released two singles in 1981 and 1982, and there are some compilations out there. I have a CD of demos that I ordered from the band's website 10 plus years ago. Let's hear a song from that CD called Hold Tight. The Heartbeats were, I guess, a British band. They released a record with Areola in 1980 called Pulsator. Here's a song from it called Look at the Eyes.
You can
The Heaters were an LA band that released two records, a self-titled album with Areola in 1978, and then a second album called Energy Transfer was released by Columbia in 1980. Let's hear a song from the second record by The Heaters called Fast Love. Frames were an Australian band. They released three singles. Let's hear the B-side of the first single, which came out in 1981. This is a great song by The Frames called Never Coming Home. This next album, Regina Richards and Red Hot, was released by A&M in 1981, produced by Richard Goddard, and it's great stuff. Let's hear a song from it called Main Chick. This next band, The Tigers, from the UK, released one album in 1980 called Savage Music. Seems like they were mostly a ska band or wanted to be a ska band, but there's some decent power pop on the record as well, like this song by The Tigers called Sexual Blanks.
Thank you.
This next band, The Numbers, this song is from a compilation of New Jersey bands that I have called the Dirt Compilation, released by Dirt Records. And this is a Jersey band called The Numbers, fun song called Smash Hit. One of my favorite power pop records, hands down, is an album called Add Up by a Canadian band called The Numbers. I played the first song from that record, Sideways Elevator, on episode number 2 of the show. Now let's hear the last song on the record, great song by the Canadian Numbers called Get Away. So that band, the Canadian Numbers, ended up changing their name to Hot Tip and releasing a second album of sorts called Stop All Motion in 1981. Let's hear a song from that record by Hot Tip called Hard to Be Me.
And I tried so hard to be me. And he tried so hard to be he. And he tried so hard to be he. Tell me what you're thinking of. Don't you think it'll work out? Should we try a little more?
Raves were a power pop band from Atlanta. They released an album called The Color of Tears in 1984, and there are some compilations out there. Let's hear a song from the record by The Raves called I Bet You're Lonely Too.
Lonely, lonely. Ruby lips and a hair of gold.
Lee Cutell is some guy from Australia who managed to release one killer power pop single in 1986 called You've Got the Power Over Me.
Just don't care. You've got the
Spooner were a band out of Madison, Wisconsin, featuring future Garbage members Butch Vig and Duke Erickson. I've always said that Garbage is the best band name ever because it so perfectly describes their music. But Spooner were a good band. They released a couple records, a few singles. Let's hear a song from the second album by Spooner. The album's called Wildest Dreams, came out in 1985. This is a song called Again and Again, parentheses, Looks Like Rain. Kids were a Canadian band. They released a self-titled album on Heart Records in 1982. Let's hear the first song on that album by the Kids called I Needed You.
Yeah.
Bittersweet Alley were a Detroit band. They released a series of singles and a couple albums between 1977 and 1986. They were really more of a hard rock band than a power pop band, but I think this song especially will fit nicely on this episode. It's a song from their 1983 album Forever called I Can't Find the Words.
Can't help me get
The Prefects were an Australian band. They released two singles in 1981 and 1982. Let's hear the first single, a great song by The Prefects called Wait Until Midnight.
Meet me in the schoolyard after the dance, and I'll show you where we can romance. Whoa. I'll take you where the lights are low. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait until midnight. Wait until midnight. All right. Wait until midnight. Wait until midnight tonight.
Come share your love with me into the night. You're my one and only, you're my delight. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come take a walk with me, be by my side, and I'll show you where we can go hide. Whoa.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Now you've done it. You've cut me to the quick, baby. So end of the crumb.
Stop it, I tell you.
I definitely have not played enough Tommy Keane on the podcast. He's a power pop legend, that's for sure. His 1984 EP, Places That Are Gone, is amazing. Then he released two classic records with Geffen, songs from the film and based on Happy Times. And in between those records, there was an EP released by Geffen called Run Now. Let's hear a great song from that EP. It came out in 1986. This is Tommy Keane and Away From It All. Till next time.
Back.